Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The emails are starting to come back to haunt the President of the United States of America. And it's not just the emails now. It's the paper trail. Show me the money. Or in this case, show me the check for $200,000. And now those emails and payments are turning into headlines that this White House was hoping would never happen. I'll give you an example. CBS News has run the headline now, quote, GOP House panel raises serious questions about $200,000 check from James Biden to Joe Biden. Biden's spokesman says there's, quote, unquote, zero evidence of wrongdoing. House Republicans released bank records of President Joe Biden's brother, James Biden, on Friday that they argue raise more questions about whether President Biden personally benefited from his family's business ventures. Bank records that were released by the GOP-led House Committee on Oversight and Accountability revealed a $200,000 personal check paid to Mr. Biden from his brother, James Biden, and sister-in-law, Sarah Biden. The personal check, which was labeled a loan repayment, was issued before Biden's presidency on the same date in 2018 when AmeriCorps Health LLC, a healthcare company that manages rural hospitals across the United States of America, happened to wire a $200,000 loan into James Biden's PNC bank account. In video remarks posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, James Comer, the Republican chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, claimed, quote, Joe Biden's ability to be paid back by his brother depended on the success of his family's shady financial dealings. Now, here's what's even more interesting about this check and what we now know. In a bankruptcy filing last year, AmeriCorps Health LLC claim that James Biden received hundreds of thousands of dollars in loans from the company on the promise that his last name could, quote unquote, open doors, and that he could obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on his political connections. That is in the bankruptcy filings from last year from this now bankrupt company. I want to read that for you again, because this may be the most damning evidence directly linking the President of the United States of America to this type of corruption. Again, this is in their official bankruptcy filing last year. They claim that James Biden, the president's brother, received hundreds of thousands of dollars in loans from the company on the promise that his last name, the Biden last name, again, I'm quoting directly from the bankruptcy filing, could open doors, and that he could obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on his political connections. Well, who's his brother? The President of the United States of America. after AmeriCorps Health LLC later filed suit for non-payment against the Bidens, James Biden agreed to a settlement payment with AmeriCorps Health LLC for $350,000. All of this, by the way, happening right around the time when the President of the United States of America was getting into office. This is truly shocking. James Biden's attorney is, of course, taking issue with the way that the GOP-led panel has described the check, saying, quote, "The Oversight Committee's description of the $200,000 check, excuse me, let's make sure I say that right, $200,000 check, is highly selective and misleading." Paul Fishman, the attorney for James Biden, the president's brother, said in a statement. He continued, "The committee has the bank documents that show both the loan Jim received from his brother in January of 2018 and the repayment by check 6 weeks later." So he needed $200K for 6 weeks. Anybody believe that? On the same day that this bankrupt company is giving him $200,000, he gives the money to his brother? Come on. Quote, "At no time did James involve his brother in any of his business relationships." Well, if that was true, then why is he writing him a check for $200,000 for the exact amount that is coming in from this other company? By default, you are clearly involving him in your business dealings. Now, this latest document that's been released by Comer pledged to continue to follow the money in its investigation into the Biden family's businesses, even as the House remains, as Democrats call it, in disarray without having a speaker. Now, Kevin McCarthy was ousted as speaker. James Comer asserted that the Oversight Committee would continue to read emails, text messages, but put together timelines trying to get people to come in to testify when it came to the Biden crime family. In September, the Oversight Committee said it had uncovered how the Bidens and their associates created over 20 shell companies, most of which were created when Joe Biden was the vice president. And in these 20 plus shell companies, they raked in over $24 million between 2014 and 2019. Adding, committee investigators had, quote, identified nine members now of the Biden family, the Biden crime family, who have participated in or benefited from these business schemes. Now, these checks to the President of the United States of America for $200,000 are beyond what I would refer to as a smoking gun. Republicans need a Speaker of the House to continue this work. I want to be clear about that. Jim Jordan, I believe, should have been Speaker already. I think there's a lot of Republicans in the House that are incredibly selfish, that are not there to serve the people, but to serve their own self-interest. And what they want to do is they want to get famous on the internet, and congratulations, they've done it, while also screwing this country at the exact same time. And that's the part that really makes me angry. Okay, that's number one. Number two, this is even more damning towards the Biden family because of the amount of money that we're now talking about that has come in. The amount of money that's come in and direct now, not just ties, direct payments to Joe Biden. Something they said had never happened and something they said would never happen. It did happen. Breaking Biden author came out this week and said, meet Jim Biden. He's a nightclub owner. He's an international business mogul. And he's Joe's bag man after the $200,000 check was put out by the committee. Seemingly his entire life, Joe Biden's brother, James, or known as Jim Biden, has benefited from his brother's political status. At various moments, he's been a campaign finance maven, a nightclub owner, and a hedge fund mastermind. Jim appears to be a man who wears many hats, but in actuality, he only wears one. Joe Biden's brother is what it says. Breaking Biden, the author goes on to say, I detailed many of the ways he has lived large thanks to his big bro in a New York Times best-selling book. This was outlined. One place where James clearly leveraged his proximity to power for money was with AmeriCorps Health. This is where this loan comes in. Near the end of the Obama administration, James Biden joined AmeriCorps, which operated hospitals in several states. James Biden's experience in healthcare seems to be non-existent. Sounds a lot like Hunter Biden sitting on the board of Burisma. But his value was clear, promoting himself as his brother's chief fundraiser. James Biden promised he could open doors and raise money from companies across the world. Doesn't this sound a lot like what they did with Hunter? Think about how much this sounds like Hunter Biden. Is it possible this is how the business works and this is the scheme of the business? You bet you know what it is. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is no difference between James Biden and Hunter Biden. The business structure, by the way, is exactly the same. You're selling access to a product, and the product is the United States government. But it has to have a agent of that government to give you the access and what you need. And that agent was for sale. That agent is a guy by the name of Joe Biden. The Daily Mail is also reporting now exclusive. Joe Biden paid nearly, listen carefully, $2.75 million cash for a Rehoboth beach house within weeks of Hunter sending threatening texts to Chinese business partner demanding to close a $10 million deal. The Daily Mail is now revealing that Joe Biden bought his six-bedroom beach house in January 2017 for $2.744 million. And he paid cash. The transaction, we now know, was in weeks of a questionable text that Hunter Biden sent to a Chinese associate demanding to seal a deal worth $10 million a year. That message, which has become famous because of the level of threat and because of the cover-up from the government, reads like this. I am sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director, Hunter writes. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. And now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. That is the text message from Hunter Biden, a text message they've never denied was real. We know it was real. In fact, it was so real that investigators within the deep state wanted to use GPS to see if they could, and it would be easy for them to do this, to see if when that text was sent, was the president of the United States of America in the same location? And guess what happened? The FBI said, nope, you can't do that. The FBI said, no, you cannot find that out. Why? Because I'm sure they already knew where he was. They knew that he was probably sitting exactly like Hunter Biden said, right next to him, demanding the $10 million. And after that threatening text, what happened? The money virtually instantly showed up in their bank accounts. It's Joe Biden's favorite place now, his hot summer home in Delaware, where he has, you know, decamped dozens of times during his 1,000 days as commander-in-chief. He has spent, just so you know, out of the 1,000 days of being president, at least 300 of those days either in the country's second smallest state or on vacation. He bought the home at a time that it appeared his political career was over. 5 months after his vice presidency had ended, he was well into his 70s, and after he had decided to not run in 2016 for the top job. But now the house in the tiny town in this little beach town could turn out to be a major embarrassment as Republicans continue their push to find business links between the 46th president and his son, Hunter, as well as his brother. Daily Mail has discovered that then private citizen Biden, who had spent virtually all his adult life in, quote, public service, bought the home for slightly under $2.75 million in cash. Did you hear me? In cash. During the time when this was happening, you had record low interest rates. Why was Joe Biden wanting to put $2.75 million into a house when interest rates were at historic lows? It really doesn't make any sense. Well, he wrote that. No, he didn't write a check. He paid for it in cash. And making the transaction even stranger is the fact that it was within weeks of a highly questionable text that I just read you that was sent to Chairman Zhao, an associate, the Chinese oil giant CEFC, asking to seal that deal worth $10 million per year to the Biden crime family. I am sitting here with my father was the first time he invoked his father's name. And we, the second time he invoked his father, would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. He then threatens Zhao, who he calls Z, tells the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. That was at 9:45 a.m. And Z, if I get a call, write or text from anyone else other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me, invokes his father again, and every person he knows, invoking his father again, and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. Okay, my friend, I'm sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Five different times, he says, my dad's sitting here, my dad's here, my dad's here. Now again, we could find out if Hunter Biden was lying, if the tool bags of the deep state wouldn't have blocked the investigators from getting a GPS rundown of where the president actually was. Let's be clear about that. the president of the United States of America or the vice president, we could have figured out instantly if by using GPS, if he was sitting there next to his son, this would have been easy. And what did the investigators say? They said, you can't do it. Now, why would they say that? I think it's because they already knew, of course, he was sitting right next to Hunter Biden when that text was sent. I'm sure they were sitting around and he was like, Dad, we got to send this text. We need that money. We need to get that $10 million. They don't want to pay it now. What do we do? All right, send him a text, threaten him. Done. Sounds like something Joe Biden would love to do. Shake down somebody that owes him money, that promised him money. Because remember, Joe Biden can't live off of a basic salary. Let's be clear. Joe Biden can't live off of a government salary. Hell no. Joe Biden's got to have real cash coming in, big money coming in, massive spending habits. And by the way, so does James Biden. So does Hunter Biden. And in fact, so does everybody in the Biden crime family, to be clear.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Bidens, they were never content with being public servants. I think we've figured that out. The Bidens, we also know, had no intention of not being incredibly wealthy and exploiting their access and favors to maximize profits for their family. They compromised the president of the United States of America, to be very clear. They compromised the presidency. They compromised our State Department, they compromised our national security by working with some of the most shady and bad actors out there, period, full stop. The Bidens' business structure didn't exist without shady businessmen. That's another part of the story that people need to understand. Like, without the shady businessmen, the shady and corrupt people around the world, Russian oligarchs in Ukraine and Romania and other places like that, they wouldn't have made any of this money because there was no legitimate business. I think that's an important point to say, so I'm going to say it again. Because there was no legitimate business. None. The Biden family didn't sell anything but access to the United States government and favors from the United States government. The money we're talking about now proves that. You go back to James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, and one of the key figures leading the calls for Biden impeachment, said the all-cash house purchase is more than suspicious. Quote, the fact that Joe Biden purchased a luxurious beach house around the same time his family was receiving millions from a Chinese Communist Party-linked company raises many questions that need to be answered. The House Oversight Committee will continue to follow the money trail to determine the extent of President Biden's involvement in his family's influence peddling scheme and its impact on our national security, Comer went on to add. Senator Ron Johnson, who together with Senator Chuck Grassley spent years investigating Hunter's shady business, foreign business activities, said the transaction underscores the imperative of getting all the Biden's bank records. Saying this, the corruption of the Biden crime family has been obvious for years. This is just another piece of evidence that will probably be ignored once again by most of the mainstream media. It also underscores the imperative of obtaining all the bank records from all the Bidens who have benefited from Joe and Hunter's corruption, I guess is the way I would describe it. The White House, of course, denying the president was ever, quote, in business with his son. But aides have recently stopped claiming that the two never spoke about Hunter's business dealings. Now, property records show that Joe's six-bedroom second property was purchased on June the 8th, 2017, for $2.74 million, just 7 weeks before his son's shakedown messages. No mortgage was registered with the sale, indicating Joe paid all cash for his second home. The Sussex County Recorder has no record for a mortgage on that beach property until December of last year when Joe and Jill opened a $250,000 line of credit secured against the property. His tax records from this time show that he was beginning to make much more money than while he was the vice president, mostly from sales of his memoir, Promise Me, Dad, and lucrative speaking engagements by him and First Lady Jill Biden. In 2017, the first year Joe was out of office after 36 years in the Senate and 8 more as vice president, the couple declared an income of $11 million and a further $4.85 million in 2018 the next year. At the time of Joe's house purchase, local news site Delaware Online reported that it had been bought using parts of their advance from a multi-book deal. But even if the money for the home came from the $11 million he and Jill earned that year, according to their tax filings, there are still large discrepancies in the president's financial disclosures that remain unexplained. And if the media cared, they would be telling you this, but they're not. So make sure you share this intel I'm giving you right now. An analysis published last year showed that $5.2 million discrepancy between his IRS filings and his Office of Government Ethics disclosures for the same time period. So there's a $5.2 million difference. Between 2017 and 2019, he and the First Lady Jill Biden reported $16.5 million in gross income on their federal tax returns. The vast majority came from their two companies, Celtic Capri Corp and Giacopa Corporation, which they use for speaking and writing engagements. But in the Office of Government Ethics, the OGE, filings for the same period, Joe only reported $9.6 million in income for himself and his wife. Joe was required to file an OGE reports while he was vice president and in 2019 after he declared his presidential candidacy. Some of the remaining roughly $7 million came from wages earned by the First Lady from the Northern Virginia Community College teaching job and a salary she paid herself from Giacopa, which the couple were not required to report to the OGE, the Bidens will claim. But a comparison of the income reported by Joe from his Celtic Capri company on OGE reports versus what he told the IRS shows a difference of almost $5.18 million, which remains unaccounted for. The figure, by the way, is surprisingly similar to the $5 million Joe was allegedly bribed by another oligarch, the owner of the Ukrainian gas firm Burisma, according to information received by a trusted FBI informant. In 2020, in a 2020 write-up of the agent's interview with the unnamed informant released by Congress this year, the source claimed that during a meeting with this individual in 2016, the Ukrainian oligarch boasted about funneling $5 million each to Hunter, who served on the Burisma board at the time, and Joe via a complex network of offshore accounts. Just let everything I just said to you just sink in for a second. We're not talking about a little bit. We're talking about an insane amount. We're not talking about just a tiny amount. We're talking about discrepancies of $5+ million. That's unbelievable. This is a president that ran, I think, for president this last time, not because he cared about the country. I think he ran for president for a different reason. Because the money was slowly starting to dry up and they needed another cash injection. When you've got addicts running your business, they tend to go through a lot of cash. A lot of cash. And that's what happened here. You had a lot of cash that they keep getting their hands on, and they're beyond thrilled to get their hands on it. And this is what they do. James Biden's experience in healthcare was non-existent. It didn't matter, right? Because they were buying access. Former White House ethics lawyer, by the way, has come out and said that Joe Biden must produce proof of his $200,000 loan to brother James after the Republicans revealed the personal check they claim is evidence of Biden family influence peddling. Ex-White House ethics lawyer Richard Painter is a term demanding Joe Biden release proof of the $200,000 loan to his brother after this check was published by Congress this week. Smart move, by the way, by these individuals, James Comer, Jim Jordan, etc. It's very smart to do it the way they're doing it. I think it's just absolutely brilliant. All right, make sure you share this podcast on social media to help us grow, please, so we can reach other people. And write us a 5-star review if you would take a moment to do that. It helps us reach more people, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.